I'm Jane from KTWH, and I'm here with Fran. And this is Emily from Agate Acres. And could you tell me something about what's special about your farm operation and what you have today?
Well, Agate Acres is we're a CSA farm, meaning that we grow diversified vegetables and sell them on a subscription basis to folks here in Two Harbors, and then we bring them up to Silver Bay and Finland as well. Today, I'm not selling vegetables, though. I'm selling some of our cut flowers in bouquets, which are beautiful and colorful and incredibly festive, as well as some sunflowers, which, like, the end of August is just all about sunflowers.
And they are festive. Oh, they're just absolutely beautiful. What are some of the varieties you have in the bouquets?
Oh,
I'm just looking.
Yeah.
I don't recognize some of them.
Yeah, so we've got zinnias, snapdragons. This is amaranth. Yeah, so this variety is called Love Lies Bleeding, which is very dramatic. And then some Chinese forget-me-nots, cosmos, yarrow, bachelor's buttons. I've got some, like, ferns and different grasses and raspberry leaves as, like, my greenery, to fill them out and things like that. I love building bouquets because I love growing plants, and then they're also just a very creative outlet, right? And then taking what you've grown and cultivated, but then also matching it with the stuff that's growing around, like the ferns and things is.
And I'm looking at your sign and it says boutique bouquets.
I guess that's my way of just making them feel extra special, I guess.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So what else do you do here at the farm? I know this is a large operation and that you're a relative newcomer.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
Yeah. So yes, newcomer for sure. We moved here to the farm in November of 2020. So we've been here just under 3 years. We have the farm established where we're growing lots of vegetables and lots of flowers. We also raise poultry. So we have turkeys for Thanksgiving, as well as other meat birds, chickens that folks can purchase from us, and also egg chickens, of course. So that's on the farm side of things. And then we also have an events business here. So we host weddings for sure. We have this beautiful farm backdrop. But then other community events like the Farm Fest here, which is like so close and special to my heart. But then also smaller events. If people need a space to host a birthday party or a fundraiser or a family reunion or whatever could be dreamed up, we would love to talk to you.
So what has the response been to the farm stands?
Oh, yeah, the farm stands have been really fun and very popular. And at our farm stand, we've met folks from, people who literally live down the road, right? You know, our neighbors, all the way to, tourists who found out about us with our rack carts that have been around. Lots of folks from Duluth and Two Harbors, of course. And folks have been really jazzed, which is great. We've even had some folks who've come on their bikes, which is really lovely, sounds like a wonderful way to spend a Sunday,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Bike around and buy some beautiful produce and spend some time with your friends. So, yeah, it's been super positive, which is great. Yeah.
Well, I really wish you all the best with your new business. This is you're very diversified, and I have to admit that I attended a wedding here recently, and it was very exciting the way you've utilized the space on the farm and provided fresh, fresh food, beautiful buffet. I had a wonderful time here. It was great to be in this kind of an environment.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, I'm wonderful. I'm really glad that you got to be there. That's wonderful, and I'm excited to see what comes to be. You know, there's an amazing amount of potential here, and I'm excited to see what gets created. So,
well, I'm going to let you go because we have some people who are examining the sunflowers right now. So we'll just move over to the side here. And thank you so much,
Emily.
It was wonderful meeting you.